This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, the next award is for Straight Ally of the Year Award. Which is sponsored by Melbourne Community Voice. Nominations are Clem Newton-Brown, who's, of course, politician, state member for Paran, who is known for recognising the importance of the LGBTI community in his constituency. Michelle Barber, who's... of course, community radio host and stage producer. Third nominee is Jill Stark, journalist with the Sunday Age, and who's particularly well known for her stories about raising issues of LGBTI health and homophobia in sport, religion, and all homosexuality and transgender issues. And last nomination, Brock McLean, for AFL footballer, Carlton midfielder, who so famously supported Jason Ball's campaign against homophobia in sport. And the winner is... Yeah. Jill Stark from the Sunday Age.
They like the other boys do, they stare.
Thank you. That's a terrible Scottish accent, by the way.
I know.
Just this is a Scottish accent. Thank you so much. It's really quite humbling to be here. Thank you to David and to the Globe Committee. What an amazing night, and hopefully there'll be many more. Who else to thank? Thank you to the sponsors, to the judges. For all their work. I'd really like to thank Jason Ball for nominating me. He's not here because he's at his footy trip in Perth doing goodness knows what. I told Jason's story 2 years ago, and to see what he's done in that time has been quite extraordinary. The AFL are here tonight. I don't think we would have seen that 2 years ago. Thank you, James, for being here. It's been quite a journey for him, and I'm so proud of what he's done. I'm proud to call him a friend. I'd also like to thank the fellow nominees, and most of all my editor, Duška Silicic at the Sunday Age, who has supported me throughout all my time writing on GLBTI issues, to the point where we've had some fan mail to the Sunday Age saying that we're campaigning, that we're trying to turn the Sunday Age into the Sunday Gay. I have been accused of having a personal agenda, that I'm trying to be a lesbian. I don't know what that's about. Or that I'm trying to... one particular reader said that I had a homo-fascist agenda. I don't know about that, but the way I see it is that this is one of the most important civil rights movements of my generation, and I'm really... I have a real privilege to have the platform that I have, and I think it's really important that I'm always stealing work from people like James Finlay and Ben Riley in the gay press. They do such a great job, but I think it's really important that in the mainstream press that we really tell your stories, and that we shine a light on discrimination and bigotry wherever we see it, but also that we celebrate the work that so many people in this room do for inclusion and acceptance and equality. So thank you all to this community for embracing me, and I'm really glad that I'm part of the homo-fascist agenda, and I'm standing on the right side of history. Thank you.
Congratulations to Jill, and great speech. We have one more award and then another quick break and our final award. And in between, in the break, there is the silent auction still going. So all those, so make sure you go to that end of the room and check out the silent auction. It has some fantastic things, including what I thought was a night at the Greyhounds. And but it's at the Greyhound pub. But anyway, it's at a booth for 15 at the Greyhound. I thought, wow, I wouldn't have thought you were in any way, whatever they're in, anyway. So it's an excellent silent auction, so please get down there and bid.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.